Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last
Americans. Yo,
what's going on?
Good evening, ladies and gents.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. To who art thou?
The Trump trial is weaning down now.
Dude, the Trump coming down, is on trial.
It's coming down to the final verdict.
The final battle, dude. That's what it is. 2024 is our final battle.
Oh, man. I didn't pay much attention. I got to be honest with you. I was telling Chris, I was like, you know, I'm kind of falling here and there, but I'm like, the juice hasn't happened yet. This is the calm.
There isn't really much to. I mean, you can listen, you can follow some of the details throughout the case.
Yeah.
But until they actually reach a decision, I mean, there's really nothing.
Yeah, I've been kind of the same thing. I've been like following it here and there, you know, looking for interesting things to kind of discuss, and I did find one. So, like, the trial happened today. It was the main trial where he's on for, like, the hush money.
He's
being charged for three different crimes. And what's interesting is that they're kind of grab-bagging. They're grouping those crimes all together.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen the merchant said he would allow a non-unanimous vote, and it would allow they could vote like four people for this charge, four people for this charge, four people for this charge, and he would count that as a guilty thing.
Well, it's not really like the 4-4-4 thing per se.
That's apparently what he said.
No, he said that if they agree that one of them he's guilty of, and everybody agrees that he's guilty of at least one, they will charge him for it.
Exactly. So they can pick one of the three charges. Yeah. It doesn't have to be unanimously, but if it's he's guilty on this charge, and I think he's guilty on number two.
Yeah.
As long as he's guilty on unanimously agree.
Yeah. Just want you to think he did something.
Yeah. So basically, they're grasping and saying, we'll basically take anything as a guilty plea.
It's
right
like,
now.
Please find him guilty.
Please let us put him in.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what I heard is they're not giving, I guess there's like 34 of these charges that are all like lined up, 34 felony counts related to the hush money payments paid to Stormy Daniels. And they're not giving the copies of those convictions over to the jurors to read. So, like, they don't have it, like, just so they can go back to their hotel room or, like, go, like, into a whatever room, like a breakout session.
I heard they were getting sent, they were allowed to go home.
They're not allowed to go home?
No, I heard that they were allowed to go home, but they were told not to watch any news or any social media. That could be wrong, but that's weird as fuck to me.
It's because at the end, I don't think it matters. I don't think any of the trial honestly matters. I think there's a hopeful outcome, and that's what they want. Because if you've actually like followed at all some of the evidence that's come out, it's pretty obvious that he didn't do anything. The Stormy Daniel video from back in the day where she was with what's his face, that's pretty damning. The judge
basically admitted that he didn't do it.
Yeah, she was just like, it was not, he wasn't pushy, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? She's a stripper. So, it is what it is. But there's many different things that the fact
Michael
that
Cohen admitted that, right?
Yeah, stole money, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, oh, so in he, like they asked him, they're like, so you admitted that you stole money from President Trump. And he's like, yes, I did.
Yes, he did. Then you like, have okay, that guy from CNN who came out and was just like, if this was any other person other than Trump, this wouldn't even be have went to trial. You know, so it's when you take into like that's CNN, mind you. Right. So like when you take into consideration of like it looks like Cohen did this to get back in good grace with Trump. Right. He took out a HELOC or whatever it was on his home. You know what I'm saying? So that he could do this. And, you know, he wanted a seat. He wanted a position in office.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. So this is like the
Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I believe.
Yeah. There's three different charges that he's being convicted of. So Trump, it's violation of federal election law. This is saying which no one in that courtroom is familiar with. And the judge specifically prevents Brad Smith from testifying about it. I don't know who Brad Smith is. I haven't looked this stuff up. And then number two is the falsification of business records. And three is tax violations, which it's like, can't you just nab all politicians on all three of those?
Yes.
You know?
Well, tax violations, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, hello, Nancy Pelosi doing stocks and shit.
But haven't they, like, he's already released all his taxes, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they got nothing from it.
I don't really understand how, like, the tax violations would work on this, but...
Dude, it's throwing shit on the wall, Greg. That's exactly what they're doing. They're like... One of these has got to, you know. And by the way, the picture of the guy at the top of this, who is that dude? Who's this gentleman? That is a puppet from Team America right there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's very rubbery. He does look like a puppet from Team America.
Larger head than normal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
He looks like a, not a puppet, but a, what is it, ventriloquist dummy?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from the Goosebumps show.
That's what the guys from Team America are. They're puppets.
Giant.
Oh, okay.
You watch the movie. If you look close, you can see their strings. They're
what's that called?
What kind of puppets they are?
Yeah, with the strings. What is that?
Marionettes.
Marionettes.
Oh, okay.
That's it, dude. Yeah, that guy's,
well, so if you want a better picture, go to the Zero Hedge article, dude. He's looking straight on.
Oh, it's the same guy.
Oh,
he has that like Owen Wilson nose.
Dude, look it up. Look up Team America and the main character. Give me a photo. I need to see this. My memory might be bad. It's been a number of years.
I think you're on to something here, Dave.
I like how he put Teen America main character.
I'm not looking at
it. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy, you're going to get some.
He's going to get 18 and under.
This guy?
So,
yeah, right there.
That's a blurry-ass picture.
Just do that one in the middle. Yeah. They're all blurry. Just hit that one, though. That's fine.
This one?
No, that's the...
This one? No.
No, the one that you have right there. That's fine.
This one here?
No, the one you have up right now. USA. Yeah, click that. That's as big as it gets?
What the fuck?
Man, Team America. I tell you. They don't have a lot of photos. They're suppressing this. Well, you know what it was? Because you put Teen America, right?
It's not letting me, like, blow it up bigger.
Look at that face, though. It's a glossy, just like it, dude. Look at the guy
maybe
with
the guy with the butt chin.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, dude, that's him.
Yep.
Who is that guy? Okay. Who is the dude?
I don't know.
Greg,
who is the guy?
Why is his face?
This is the judge. So this is Juan Merchant.
Merchant.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a weird name.
It kind of fits the Team America Merchant of Death.
You know what I mean? Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I sentence you to life now. No. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I did have a couple of videos to play. So one of them is in the Zero Hedge article and explains that 4x4x4 whatever rule that you're talking about, Chris. And so this is Andy McCarthy. He is a legal scholar. I don't know if he's a lawyer, but he was on Fox News kind of talking about this rule where they don't have to unanimously agree on whatever they charge Trump with, which is just bizarre.
So yeah, that's weird to me.
Is the first one in here?
The first, the video?
Yeah,
it's that first video.
Well, let me ask you about the three choices. And one thing in particular that this judge said that these jurors could do. He just delivered what is being called really the pinnacle of all of this. He said that there is no need to agree on what has occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split 4-4-4 and the judge would still treat them unanimously. What?
That's so bizarre. See, yeah, I think what you were saying is because she was using it as a reference out of all the judges. Yeah. They could be split even. But what I meant was one person could think that he jaywalked and the other, you know, could think that he did X, Y, Z. And as long as they all agree that he did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and that's like...
That's not how this is supposed to work.
You give like... Yeah, I just think like when you have like, let's say like, manslaughter one, you know, fucking reckless and like all those things are read down the list, right? It's like not guilty for manslaughter, guilty for reckless driving, you know, guilty for DUI. Yeah. But like you're
but
guilty
they're
or not guilty.
Supposed to be unanimous on each charge or not unanimous.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If because Greg, didn't you just say he's got three charges on this one?
Yeah, so you could pick any one of them.
Yeah, and if they were going to charge him for all three, they needed a unanimous. An individual unanimous vote on each one of those. That's how it's supposed to work.
So my question would be like with the way that things are going, like, and Tim Pool was talking about this. And I think the way he described it, similar to what I was saying a minute ago is the frightening part about it. If you were, you know, like you had three charges, right? Like let's say it was, you know, reckless driving, DUI and, a hit and run, right? If there is no evidence of the hit and run, which may, you know, arguably be the more severe case, but they all agreed that you were reckless driving, that'd be like them saying, "Matt, we're locking you up for a hit and run." You know, there's no proof of the hit and run, but you know what? You're guilty of one of them, so you're going to go
for all of them. That was my question, dude. It's like, what's the severity of punishment for all three of these charges? Is it equal?
I don't.
Because if it's not, like, how do you weigh that out, and how do you charge this man?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like
this one is going to get you the most years in prison. You only got one of the votes, but you're still fucking guilty.
I think they're looking at it like no matter what he gets charged with, he's going for the same amount of time, or he would be, you know, if it's house arrest or whatever it may be. But they just want the guilty. You know what I'm saying? They want the guilty. Mm-hmm. But like if you
I heard it was up to 136 years.
Oh, I didn't hear anything like that.
Why?
I'm like, come on.
What is the point of that?
I feel like that's, I don't, maybe. I have no idea. But if you
that
watch
that was according
any...
to the OAN reporter, Chanel, whatever the hell her name is, pretty brunette.
Oh, West
girl.
Coast? Yeah,
I don't even understand. What's the point of sending someone to that amount of time?
It's like, I don't know. I think it's like...
Are you purposely just going to make... us, the taxpayer, pay for this guy to live out his fucking life in prison? Just fucking kill him.
Mm.
If you have time, say, I don't know, what's a life sentence? It's not your whole life.
Well, life sentence is...
It's like 30 years.
Depending on your age, you know? Like, Trump's life sentence would, you know, arguably could be 10 years. It could be 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, he's 80 fucking years old.
But you can appeal and stuff like that, but your appeals run out. You don't get unlimited appeals.
Yeah, but, we've seen cases where, you know, people that have, you know, ran through the system, all of a sudden new DNA evidence comes out, and they're able to bring it back up. I mean, this is not the same. This is not a murder case or any of that kind of garbage, but there's a lot of people that believe that he won't ever see actual jail. There's at least a lot of what I read was even if he was convicted, that they believe that he'd probably be put on house arrest inside a Trump Tower. You know what I'm saying? Got a fucking ankle
bracelet.
He'd be
in Mar-a-Lago, not in Trump Tower.
He can't be in Mar-a-Lago because it's not in New York, and that's my understanding. Oh. It has to be in state, which you'd have to be at Trump Tower. They don't think they would let him leave the state.
Is Trump Tower still bugged from when Obama and his crew bugged that place?
They probably still have the hookup on that.
So, what if this is the whole plan, dude? Like, hey, yeah, you can stay in Trump Tower. I mean, you don't know where the bugs are, so we're still tapping your
ass. I have to believe with the amount of money Trump has, though, and Secret Service, and, you know, like, they probably have a way to, at least on his floor, I would imagine that they probably, you know, went through that thing.
Is that true that he would have to stay in New York, though?
I think so, man.
Because what happens if you're just a normal person and you're not Trump and you don't have a fucking building in each place?
You say
and you're like, you get charged with something in a different state. You get your own house arrest. You don't. Do you have to?
But this is just like a fucking what's that, like a civil case. This is I understand that. The state of New York.
But like house arrest is house arrest.
I know, but he's in New York because that's where he did business. That's where his home was. You know what I'm saying? Like if me and you went to, we'd be in Conroe, Montgomery County. Like they would just say you're on house arrest. You're at your home. You know what I'm saying?
Even if they're charged somewhere else.
They'll lock his ass up, dude.
Well, I mean, they could have, but I don't know. I don't think they can. I don't know about that. I don't know that they, because he hasn't done business in, like, maybe. I'm sure he has, I guess, probably. But, you know, like, Utah. You know what I mean? Like, it would be weird that Utah would just bring him over and do a case in Utah.
Well, he's got a hotel in Nevada.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But who knows?
They will probably make him stay in New York, though.
Yeah, I don't know anything about all of that rule stuff. But I think, personally, I do think he's going to be convicted because, like, what's stopping them from not doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who the 12 jurors are.
Well, we need one. You know what I'm saying? Like, as corrupt as the whole thing is, runaway you have jury, to have one person who stands their ground. Now, I know there was that article that came out. Tim was talking about it. Tim Pool was talking about where, you know, this guy wrote this article for, I don't remember what publication it was, but he was saying that there was this baseball fan from years ago with the Cubs, I believe it was, Chicago Cubs. And they were like, you know, there was this supposed curse. They hadn't won a World Series since like the 1940s, right? And they were finally, you know, doing their thing and there's this ball hit and this fan grabbed the ball instead of allowing the player to catch it.
Yeah.
And he was basically they had to have security take this guy out and he had death threats and he had, he was offered to get in, like the Florida governor at the time offered to like give him safekeeping in Florida. Like it was a huge thing. Like fans went ballistic. Right. And this writer was just like, you know, if any of these juries don't convict Donald Trump, it's going to be like him times 10, you know, basically saying, you won't be able to live in this place because you're going to have so much backlash for letting Trump go. And it's a
do they know who the jurors are?
I think they do. It's like, I don't know. There's
12 jurors, right?
Yeah.
I think this said there was a
7 men, 5 women.
7 men, 5 women. Yeah.
Well, you know, deep down those men, if they're any kind of man, are going like, I'm not going to convict this guy. You know what I'm saying? But it's New York.
Well, like, I would fear for my life, dude. Like Dave was saying, I'd be like, dude, there'd be so many fucking Trump supporters that would want to ream my ass.
Okay. They got fucking what's his face out there talking to De Niro. Everybody. Robert De Niro.
Yeah, like anybody cares.
Robert De Niro.
I hope our system is good. Yeah.
That guy's such a douche.
I hope our system's good enough that people will vote, or not vote, but will make a decision based off of actual facts. Because they are in a tough position. Like, if you take away, you know, all the...
Brew W in the chat says, 2 lawyers are on the jury.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. If they convict him, they're going to get backlash. Half the country's going to hate him for putting their president, you know what I mean, like, behind bars. But they also... There's threats on both sides for them. That's the truth. But at the end of the day, regardless of what you're the one that was asked to do this. It's just like any other case, man. You always have a life on the line. Possibly, is it a murder suspect? Are you going to let that person fry in a chair? Are you going to let them go? Like, there's pressure with juries, and so you need to do the right thing. That's all I'm saying. If you look at the facts, I really don't know how you can convict on this, and that would be the right thing. Because if they do convict him, the Pandora's box is now wide the fuck open. For all future presidents, for all future anything, any political
person. I feel like you can tell already that they're not just like a fuck Trump jury. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I felt like they probably would have just went in, made the fucking choices and come out.
Got it
but
done.
But the fact that they deliberated for however long they deliberated today and then came back with more questions for the judge and are going to continue the next day.
Well, is that... The more questions, is that when the buzzer went off and they all had to like reconvene? Because the judge like initially was like, hey, we're done for the day, blah, 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 jurors go home. But then like some buzzer went off and reporters would be like, there's a loud buzzing noise happening right now. And the jurors, everybody's going back into the courtroom and there's additional requests.
They sent a note. I don't know
who did.
The jury did.
Sent a note to the judge?
Yeah, I don't know what the note was, though. But that's I saw that headline pop up.
Yeah, they were requesting additional information before they... deliberate.
Well, listen, even if they do think that he's guilty, okay, just if we're going from that angle, if they all think that he's guilty, I don't think they're going to go in. This is a huge thing, like I just said. it's a huge case. I think it would be a huge mistake for them to just go in there and be like guilty and then fucking move on with their day. Because A, that makes it look like even more of a fucking joke. But there's going to be some.
But at
people
this point, if they're like got people on their side that are just going to convict him, are they really worried about what it looks like?
Well, there's more to it than this. So you know, as far as the whole future of how you know juries work and how this whole thing, like people are putting a lot on this. Like the American people are looking at this, saying like this is going to change a whole lot of shit. You can hate Trump.
What's allowed and what's not
allowed. Exactly. Yeah. Because if they just go and they convict him, like, again, what does that mean for Joe Biden when he gets out of office? He'll probably be dead. But let's say he's living. Now, if Trump wins, is Trump able to put him in a courtroom? And, you know, obviously there's evidence of crimes that he's done.
Or, legitimate Obama, evidence. George Bush,
or
Bill
Obama.
Clinton.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Exactly. Where does it stop, right? And, like, do you want to set that precedent? I don't know. The jury has to know that that is on the table, even if they hate Trump. They have to know that eventually this will circle back around to them at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like that Mike Pence thing, you know, where people are saying that, you know, Mike Pence did his duty and he validated the vote on January 6th, right? The verification, right?
Yeah.
He put forth that Joe Biden was the election winner, right? And so people are saying Mike Pence is a traitor. Yeah. He should have never done that, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, he actually kind of set it up so that way we could go down this road where it is setting up like this year of the boomerang type of situation where Trump, if he does win, he can now go after everybody who went after his ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a definite possibility. We'll see if that happened. I mean, he never went after Hillary Clinton after saying he's going to lock her ass up. Yeah. Even in the debate, he said, I'm going to have my attorney general, like, have a frickin' investigation into you and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That never fucking happened. You know, immediately after he won, he's like, that was just a campaign thing. Come on now. We're going to leave them alone, you know.
Well, to be fair, is it any different, right? Like, I do think that there's a piece of me that thinks that Trump probably did look at it and say, listen, we could go after her. We have a good amount of evidence. But again, you're really setting a precedent. Like, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it, because she absolutely does. I'm not saying Joe Biden and his son don't deserve some of this shit, because I think that
they have... But saying you're going to do that and then making it happen isn't a really good thing for future governments.
I think it is.
I mean, if he's not the deep state and he's saying to drain the swamp, then yeah, do it. Fucking get rid of these people.
But then again, any presidential candidate could say, I'm gonna do this, and then
they all do that.
They can
just
do it, and then it bad or good, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know what angle he was going at, you know, because the truth is if he would have gotten office and he would have went straight for Hillary, right? I think most of us would have been pretty happy with that. However, let's say she was convicted, right? You would have heard this very same rhetoric in reverse, right? Like Trump is going after his political. They would have said, probably at the time, that Hillary would probably run in 2020, right? Which she did not. But let's say she lost, you know, whatever. And, you know, they could have said, like, well, she was going to be his candidate. She was still the number one choice. She was close to blah, 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 blah. And he's just arresting. It would have been the same thing in reverse. And so part of me understands.
I think why he never, like, went after her is, like, who's going to arrest her? Who's going to indict? Who's going to go after her?
Well, yeah, there wasn't
the
anybody.
Whole, like, FBI, like, Comey. Yeah. All that shit was corrupt as fuck anyway.
Yeah.
Who's going to be appointed to lead this investigation? He can't trust them.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you 100% on that one. Because
why waste his breath on that?
Maybe he did talk to people and they just said, you know, we're not going to pursue this heavily. I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The problem will come to this. Trump has been on the back, like on fire this entire time, right? They've been literally trying to prosecute him for anything and everything.
Yeah.
No holds barred. It's just been rampant for a year straight now. 2 years. His whole presidency on top of it.
Yeah.
And I do think there's a part of me that kind of thinks that Trump is at the point, at least in some of the speeches he's had, where he's kind of saying, fuck this nice shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, he will, right? Like, he didn't put Hillary behind bars. That should have been like, thank God, right? For the Democratic Party, like, wow, he probably could have done something. Well, maybe he goes full bore. If he wins the election, maybe he does a full, like, you know.
Well, did you hear his Tim Pool interview?
I heard part of it.
No, I didn't.
What? So, Tim, it was like a softball interview. You know, Tim Pool didn't really, like, drill him on anything. He just asked him a couple questions and then moved on. But, like, he asked, like, you know, who are you going to have in your office? Are you going to hire the swamp around you and all this kind of stuff? It was like that kind of question. Yeah. And Trump said, well, now I know who everybody is. You know, I've been in that situation. I've been president for numerous years, and I know who the people are.
Who we can trust, so who we like, can't trust.
Sure.
Yeah, he's like, I know who the strong ones are, the weak ones. I know who's good, who's bad. So we'll really see if Trump hires the swamp again.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say to that? You know, you can't really backtrack. I mean, he just told Tim Pool he knows who the good ones are.
Yeah.
So why didn't
he hire him? I heard a, I don't know if it's a rumor or what, that he might have a, what's her name is fucking the VP. Or no, not as VP. Working in some aspect.
Nikki Haley.
In Nikki Haley working in some aspect with him.
That would not be good. That would not be good. No, she just signed that missile. Did you guys see that floating around?
Oh yeah, like, I did see that. Yep.
Yeah.
But he also did the Libertarian National Convention, which was kind of a joke, if you ask me, dude. I mean,
dude, that's a wild situation, bro. Libertarians look like fucking dumbasses. I got to be honest with you.
They did not look good in that situation.
Did you see who they nominated?
Some like liberal fucking
Antifa loving open border fucking. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because one, he's doing these rallies and stuff in blue states and he's trying to flip areas. It doesn't surprise me that he's going to go to even libertarian like stuff like that and try to win people over also.
But libertarians don't like anybody. And that's the problem with libertarians is like they're so divided.
Yeah.
So that means
that you'll never have them come together and agree on something. And it's like, what is the fucking point of a party like this?
So you don't even try?
They're selfish. That's the number one thing I've heard.
Stubborn. Most, they're stubborn.
They don't care about anything else other than like everything needs to be happen. Like you should be able to do whatever you want. And it's like, well, do you want to win or do you not want? Because like you have to play the game a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought with Trump's speech, Dave Smith said it best at the end. He put out a tweet that basically said, the Libertarian Party picking whatever that fucking guy's name was, them picking him was a bigger win for Trump than him getting a standing ovation at the Libertarian Party. The whole thing, because what you're doing is you're basically, and there's even a guy who was at the rally or at the convention who had a sign that said
Chase Oliver.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But there's a guy had a sign that said MAGA is socialists, you know, like some, you know, whatever sign. Mm-hmm. He put out a thing that said, you know, the party that they, the fact that they picked this guy as the nominee forces me to now vote for Trump. Now, obviously, cherry picking, you know, it's one dude, you know.
Yeah.
No one knows anything about it. But to Dave Smith's point, I think Dave Smith is in the party. I think he understands the party. And I think the way he thinks of things is probably what the party wants. But his point.
He is the most sound individual of the Libertarian that I've ever heard talk about it.
Yeah, he is. But to his point that this is a win for Trump. Because the only people that are going to vote for this guy, first of all, this kind of dude is going to pull more votes, if there are many votes, are going to pull more from Joe Biden.
That's who Chase Oliver is.
Yes, exactly.
That's Chase Oliver.
What? What mode?
Yeah, man.
A mole.
What mode? No.
That's like molecialism. You know what I mean?
I'm not looking at that giant mole. What mole?
God damn it.
Yeah. He's got a big mole on his face if everybody's just listening to this. Yeah.
Guacamole.
But, dude, so I agree, dude. Maybe that's like a that was a play. So the Libertarian Party
was
gross, dude. Like that was that whole thing to me. Like they're very I'm sure there's a ton of people in that party that are like the most sound thinkers as far when it comes to like fiscally responsibility and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But like they booed at closing the border down.
Yeah.
So they all want open borders. I don't know about all, but like the people in that crowd. Now, that's another thing, too, is like the people in that crowd could have been like paid opportunists to like boo and
we
shit.
Can't, I know, I possible, mean, but like, let's be real. Like,
well, RFK Jr. did say he handed out chickens, rubber chickens to cluck during Trump's speech.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a couple people that at least were influenced by RFK Jr. Even though RFK Jr. got like a sliver of the vote.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think that they're so fucking stubborn And, you know, this was a big opportunity for the Libertarian Party because Trump went there to speak. And this is the first time that any president that's running or previously sitting has spoken at the National Convention for the Libertarians. And so a lot of eyeballs on this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it made it look like shit.
Well, yeah. And the fact that Dave Smith had to come out and I thought, you know, the way he kind of introduced the whole thing and spoke to both parties, he's like to the Libertarians. Mm-hmm. The front running candidate is here to speak to you. Like he came here knowing that you guys don't agree with him and he's here to speak to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all about free speech and having multiple takes and we need to allow him to, even if you disagree, you need to allow him to speak, right? That should be the platform, you know, to some extent. And to Trump supporters that, you know, this is what we believe, right? Like this is, he kind of laid out, which, you know, to him, I understand that he might be a good libertarian or might have the sound kind of ideology of a libertarian. But to me, the libertarians in general are kind of wacky, dude, as a whole. It's just a wacky concept. Like it doesn't make, I understand like you should have all the freedoms. Like we're in this country, there's freedoms. But you also have to have some. You have to have some things that are structured.
It's a great ideal for small scale, right? Yeah. Like neighborhood, school, even possibly city. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like as a nation, you need a fucking army. How are you going to fund it? You need borders. How are you going to build it? Right? You need these things that libertarians, for the most part, disagree with. At least from what I've heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
just structure, man. Just some structure is a good thing. I don't think that some structure is a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. Like, when we're driving down the highway, Houston's wild, dude. Like, it's the Wild West sometimes. But driving down the highway and a guy flies by you at 140 miles per hour, the first thing I think is, like, I hope that guy fucking dies. You know what? Like, just don't be a don't be a fucking idiot.
Well, jeez, I don't wish death on anybody.
Well, I don't really. I'm not being serious. But I'm just saying, like...
You kind of are.
Yeah.
Like, there's a little bit of me. Like, dude, listen, if he died, I wouldn't feel bad.
I would absolutely... if it happened, I would absolutely be there to try to help. I doubt I could do anything about it. But I'm just saying, I don't want anybody to die. But the point is you see somebody that just like that motorcycle.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Couple when we first moved here, that guy was going 130 miles per hour and fucking hit a fucking car,
sideswiped a car.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if you had passed me or you put my family in, hey man, you obviously don't mind dying. Like that's how I look at it, right? But no one else wants to be on a road with somebody like that. You get what I'm saying? Like that's why we have speed limits. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you go 10 over, no one gives a shit. But if you're going 100, zigging through cars and making people swerve and shit. Fuck you.
So libertarians don't agree with speed limits? Is that?
No, I just, I'm not saying in general, but would you not agree that libertarians think that you should be able to do what you want to do?
For the most part, it's like you should not have a border. You should let everybody. And it's like, okay, what about welfare and all this shit? Are you going to give them welfare? Nope, that shouldn't exist either. Okay, so, well, how do you fund all that? Like taxation is theft. You know what I mean?
It's so it's not
like,
thought okay, out well.
Well, exactly. It's like, they would rely on everybody doing the right thing at the right time. And that's just not going to happen, dude.
Not with this map.
No.
No.
Right?
No. Either way. Yeah. I thought Trump's speech, I don't know if you guys watched his speech with the Libertarian Party.
I didn't get.
I did. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That kind of that thing where he. I think I have a clip of it, maybe. But he where
you
he.
You want to stick with the 3%? That's fine.
He's like, if you want to be losers, and you're 3%, you're up here. Yeah,
maybe you don't want to win. That's fine.
Hey, but you know what? I thought as a whole it was a pretty good speech. And listen, I think him. Yeah. Either one. There's that one. There's another one. But that one's fine, dude. Yeah.
Which he will do in far less than 4 years. It's not going to take 4 years. That is why I'm committing to you tonight that I will put a libertarian in my cabinet.
And okay. So that was a big thing that he said.
Libertarians in senior posts.
Probably going to be Rand Paul.
Why would you not be happy about
pretty
that?
Good. Yeah. Why are people booing?
I think this is it.
That's pretty big. Or you can keep going the way you have for the last long decades and get your 3% and meet again and get another 3%. No, you want to make yourself winners. It's time to be winners. You have a lot of common sense. It's time to be winners.
Okay, all right.
Dude, it's time to be winners.
I love it, dude. You can get your 3%. I mean, literally.
You can keep your 3%.
Exactly. Without mocking them and being outright rude, he's basically saying, you guys suck. You guys are losers and you're irrelevant.
But why, if he's saying, all for the first time or whatever he said, I will include a libertarian into my cabinet and have a senior position. Why would they boo?
It's not good enough.
Dude, they were booing the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
Like out of context. Like it looks like they're just booing that part. But they booed pretty much everything, dude, except for like when he said that he was going to pardon that one guy.
Yeah,
that they made a big deal about. Like, there's some website.
Yeah,
I don't know about this guy, but he was talking about pardoning Julian Assange. Maybe I don't even know if that's going to happen.
Fucking what's his name? Tim Pool asked him about that, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was also asked about that with Candace Owens, like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden.
The only thing I heard about that was that he had his people looking into what they could do.
Apparently, listen, I don't remember much about it, and I don't even want to speak like I know much about it at this point. But I know just from some of the conversations that I've heard people talking about why he is basically they were like, he should have said like, it's more complicated than you think with Julian Assange, and we're going to do what we can. That's how he should have just approached it and left it. Now, again, I don't know the whole ins and outs of that situation, but the other gentleman. They were talking about extraditing him back and then trying to release him or something. I don't know where he's at.
Like
or
Edward
what.
Snowden?
No, that fucking dude you were bringing up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. With the website, he did something weird.
But either way, like, I don't think that I think he knew full well. In fact, supposedly some of his, advisors told him that this is not a great idea. Like, this is not worth doing. But I get.
Pardoning the guy?
No, to go to the Libertarian Party thing, to the convention. Oh. But I think Trump's like, I think he's willing to go there. I think it shows some guts, right? Like,
It was interesting seeing him speak at a non-MAGA rally where people didn't like him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not used to seeing that. And he handled the pressure. I think he had some jabs. I think he had some good points. His speech as a whole was pretty solid.
That's what you want to see, right? Yeah, you want to see contention, and you want to see him stand up for it and be like, dude, this is what I fucking believe. So
he's barely getting a debate with Biden, so this is his chance to warm up.
Exactly.
Right?
He didn't really debate anybody.
Do you think they're trying to convict him so Biden doesn't have to debate him?
Well, yes.
Do you think they're like, Trump's in jail. We can't do a debate now.
Well, when's the debate? June?
End of June.
End of June, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked if they coordinate this out. Even if he's convicted or not convicted, they're still going to have the sentencing and all this other shit going on.
Yeah.
But either way, it wouldn't shock me if they coordinate this a little bit to where he can't make it to the debate because he has a court date or something. And then Biden will be like, I tried. You know, he's chicken eggs.
Or
he's such a criminal that he can't even make it to the debate.
He'll have to join virtually, right? So that way they can shut off his mic or mute him on Zoom or something.
Sure. Yeah. But no, I think this was, if you're looking at positives, I think it was a win as far as Libertarian. Because they went out and they literally nominated one of the more radical fucking kind of Libertarians you could possibly have.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's a very stupid
thing.
How
does that happen?
I mean, it almost seems like they did it on purpose, but I don't think they did. I think that I think the Libertarians are so confused. And I don't disagree with most of what the Libertarians are saying. I think a lot of it's really good. And I think as far as gun rights and, the rights that we've had slipping away for a long time, We should have full rights, man, on that shit. I, however, believe that there should be some structure, you know what I'm saying, to certain things. But I don't know how you get to a point where you're so confused about your own thing that you're like, I like this open border guy, this this gay, Antifa-loving open border guy. He's pretty rad, dude. He's a pretty good guy. I think he, you know, and they're making excuses. Well, he's not open border. He's just saying, like, you know, they should be able to come over here and work and you know, at any time. What do you mean? That's open border, man. Yeah. They're making excuses.
I'm waiting to see what Dave Smith has to say about it, because he hasn't released an episode yet of his podcast, but I know it's coming. And I also know that Dave Smith will be debating Chris Cuomo. And this will be have to do with about like the COVID lockdowns and all this other shit. So it's going to be spicy. Dude,
did you watch that Don Lemon's thing with the neck? What are they called? What's the neck boys or whatever?
Neck boys?
No, the fucking, you know what I'm talking about. That Trump was on.
I do not know.
It was that big podcast that Trump was on.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Like they have the beer, like their own beer, right?
I don't know. But Don Lemon was on, and it was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Like
how do you mean?
Watching Don Lemon try to talk about how great Joe Biden is and like try to talk about the COVID situations and the
Nelk's
whole thing.
Nelk's full send.
Nelk's full send.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what show it was. But Don, like, they were literally, they would ask a question, and Don's like, well, no, I think Joe Biden's been that. And they're like, but bro, like, really? Like, you really, like, and he's like, I don't get how you guys don't see what I see. Like, it was.
Yeah, he was on there.
Did you watch it? Okay, go to my clips real quick. Okay. Go to my clips, because I saved a couple. And this was
May 23rd it came out.
Dude, go, like.
Here?
Either one, that one or the one below. Just do that one. I don't know. Yeah, do this one real quick.
The science changes over time, your knowledge of the vaccine or your knowledge of the disease or the virus changes over time.
Yeah,
it evolves as you learn more. And so I just don't think it's fair to talk shit about people who are trying to help people. I just don't. I don't agree with that.
I think what was weird though about the whole situation is, like, even if you did have your own opinion on it too, like even on social media, like your posts would get deleted.
That's
what made the whole COVID situation feel fishy, and it felt like a form of control.
Well, I think it was
that posts were getting deleted.
Well, that was like a whole misinformation thing.
Yeah.
I think if people are spreading misinformation and lies,
define misinformation.
I think people, look, I believe in freedom of speech, but I think if people are actively spreading misinformation, it's going to hurt people, and if it's going to put their lives, their safety, and their health at risk, it should be corrected.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just so impossible to define misinformation at such an early stage of a virus, too. Like, who decides what's misinformation?
I mean, but what's more important,
Facebook
your
and Instagram?
Internet post or somebody's health?
But it's just
so then
like,
why were gyms closed now? Gyms is like the mecca of, like, working on your health.
Gym is like the mecca of people, like, people.
Yeah.
And pushing out. And it spread. It was airborne. Mm-hmm. Right.
But that was proven wrong too.
Yeah, it wasn't actually.
Watch that right here.
That's what they thought. But that's what they thought. You're proving my point. You're saying that was proven wrong. But in that moment,
that's by the same doctors that we were listening to.
But
too,
we
right?
didn't know.
That's but there was a point. Lot. Of, there was a lot of virologists and doctors.
I guess the doctors didn't know.
But nobody knew. That's like before. Nobody knew about cars before there were cars.
But there were.
I think
what you're
saying is pretty fair, though.
Dude, it's so.
Fair, but there were a lot of virologists and doctors.
Okay, pause it real quick. So if nobody knew, how do you know what misinformation is? How do you
exactly.
know who's
yeah.
right and who's wrong?
How do you just say, well, you're wrong?
He said no one knew.
You can't do that.
He
but
said
wait
no
a
one
second.
Knew.
Actually, we were wrong about
the
that.
The Nelk boys are saying, they're like, but the doctors we were listening to knew. And you banned them. And he's like, but no one knew. And no one knew at the time that it was the wrong thing. We were trying to do the right.
If no one knew, then why ban people for spreading misinformation if you don't know what's misinformation?
Go to the other one real quick, man, because this was the
which one? This one here?
Yeah. This was if Biden is capable of actually running again, dude.
physically compete with other world leaders.
What do you
like
want?
If they had
what
the
do
box,
you want to do? Like,
I want to be able
like
to speak,
get in a
speak
ring.
Properly.
Yeah, if they had a box,
he can't
like,
speak. The falling, we could deal with.
Okay,
you can't. He can't even read off a teleprompter.
He's feeble for sure.
Okay,
right?
He's feeble.
Fine. Okay,
he reads
fine.
Like the periods on the teleprompter and stuff.
I want you to go and look. I want you to watch a Trump teleprompter. Like,
I've watched a lot
are,
of Trump
okay,
speeches.
He's not good.
He's amazing.
He doesn't read well.
You went to one in person, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny. And he stands in front of a crowd when he's on and he does his thing.
Biden sniffs girls,
but he can't read
too.
A teleprompter. He's not good at reading.
Biden sniffs girls,
I know you've seen the Biden sniffing girls.
Trump is good at stream of consciousness.
What?
You know, look, I'm doing this for you because if they do this to me, they can do it to you. And I'm the only thing between you and saving the world. And he's good at that.
Watch
he's
how he
just
explains
talking
Biden,
about
though,
it. And the reason he's good at it is because he doesn't have to rely on facts. And he is not the president anymore, right? So people aren't looking to him Joe Biden could say something that potentially could start a war. So you have to be careful with your words. And sometimes in order to do that, maybe you speak a little slowly. He also has... Biden has... he's always spoken with the... God, what are you going to think?
Dude, he's fucked.
I've just seen...
An impediment.
He doesn't.
I can't remember.
You pulled the Biden.
Yeah, you should. You pulled the Biden.
Dude, talk about a man who literally has nothing to say about anything that they're saying.
No, because he spent the last how many years he's been on TV being told what to say.
Well, that's why Musk fired his ass, bro.
Yeah.
Did you listen to him and Elon Musk going back and forth? Elon Musk is like, I don't know how other to like explain this.
Yeah.
You don't get what I'm trying to say, but like, it was so frustrating.
Rogan was talking about that. He's like, when you watch that interview, you could literally see Elon Musk's face change during the interview of like, holy crap, I'm actually talking to a fucking retard right now.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, bad.
I think it's good that they brought him on the show because I think that guy's becoming more irrelevant. I mean, I think after you...
More irrelevant?
Yeah, more irrelevant over time.
Less relevant.
Less relevant. Either way. My bad if I said it wrong.
Whatever.
My point is, I think this last chance for Don Lemon was that whole thing he was going to be doing with... what's his face? With Elon Musk.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And when Elon shit him right out, I think people just see, like, this guy literally can't. He just can't get out of the bubble. You know what I mean? Like, at least with the other Cuomo guy, which I don't care for him either. But when he got away from CNN, at least he had some things where he was like, yeah, you know, there were certain things that, like, you know, yeah, I was wrong about this or X, Y, and Z. Not all things, but a few things. Like, he acknowledges that, like, you know, it wasn't all the way that he said it was. Don Lemon cannot. Like, all he can do now is rub his nuts and put it on people's chins and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, whatever happened to his, like, sexual convictions? You know what I mean? Like, he rubbed his two fingers on his balls and shoved them up the nostrils.
I think that ended up with a settle. I think he ended up paying the guy off.
Yeah. The guy's man, I just can't get this stink off my nose. Yeah.
I need some money to wipe this smell off.
Stink, bro.
He needs Vaseline.
Oh, wow. You actually have some Vaso right there.
Hey, Chris has it up here. I don't know why.
Hey, the wife's office too. She uses it on her.
You sound like Don Lemon right now. He's like, well, this is my wife's office.
Yeah, that's my wife's
office.
Did you see that? Musk is on the list for advisory position in Trump's White House.
For what though? I don't know for what.
I just seen a headline that was that he was being considered for an advisory position if Trump wins.
Well, sure. It wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me either.
Well, with technology,
I mean, he already
stuff.
Is like in the pocket of Department of Defense. You know what I mean? He's working with space satellites and all that shit.
Oh, what if he headed up Space Force?
No, I don't see that.
No,
no, I can see him being a part of like, you know, the because obviously with
his
AI,
rockets come over and they just start doing that shit in the fucking military.
I think with the technology boom and the AI shit that's coming around, I could see him being a part of it as far as, like, maybe how to kind of mitigate
like a
the whole thing.
What if it's, like, social media type of thing?
Could be.
Like a social media role?
Yeah. He's the one that does the memes going forward? You know,
I don't think he likes doing that, though. Like, Elon Musk has stated he doesn't want to be CEO, and all, but who knows?
I don't know.
It's just what he fucking says.
We have this video that I've been curious about ever since you said this guy had a boner.
Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't actually have a boner. Well, he could have. They don't show it from the waist down.
Breaking 911 says that this legal analyst has an orgasm on live TV while discussing Judge.
Hear ye?
Yeah, he definitely acts. He's definitely weird about this judge. This
I'll say this though. How long is this video?
19 seconds.
About right for a guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah.
I could get a hard 19. Less than
you could finish a 19 on a good day. On a good
day. Dude, definitely faster than 19 seconds. Like
when it's just really going? Like when it's good?
Like when you got something in front of you that you're digging, it doesn't take
that long. It's been a week.
Like that's true. You're going in five.
Yeah. No, you actually are going before you go.
5 seconds, you're like, I'm ready.
You're like, oh, hold on.
Well, no, I'm not saying done five. Saying ready.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, this guy has an orgasm in 19 seconds, apparently.
Yeah, it's weird how
what is this? Is this MSNBC or something?
This is MSNBC, and he is talking about the merchant, and then he just goes on and be like, and this judge, I just love this judge. Okay.
Yeah, he's got that beak, man.
Listen to him.
Noted with respect to judgment.
Holy fucking shit.
That is the loudest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Noted with respect to Judge Marchand. I mean, I am like now, you know, I have like a man crush on him. He is such a great judge that it's hard to see that the jurors wouldn't have the same impression. I mean, he's just, you just keep on thinking, if you looked in a dictionary for like judicial temperament, that's what you get.
Noted with, God.
He has a man crush on him.
I have a man crush.
I just have
a man crush. On I like this how they judge. Have a.
Fucking... Wouldn't that be hilarious if like the anchor was like man crush? And he's like, you know, where you stick your penis in another man's asshole. Man crush. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
They come out. So you're gay. All right, man. You came
yes.
Out. I like how they have a fucking. They have a fucking little tracker, dude. 28 minutes.
Oh yeah.
New York versus Donald Trump. Jury deliberation or deliberating 28 minutes.
That's what they do.
What's it at now?
In an event, it was like, I don't know. There was a video I was watching on YouTube earlier. It was like 4 hours and 50 something minutes.
Well, that's so stupid.
Dude, CNN admitted that the tracker, like the COVID ticker, the tickers retain people because they go, ooh, I want to see what happens in 28 minutes. What's going to happen? Ooh.
Yeah,
and then they just push that out another 5 hours.
As if we don't have a cell phone with the fucking clock on it. God dang, dude.
Stupid people.
I mean, if you're that infatuated with a judge, man, then you obviously are, you know, I mean, I feel like you're not in it for the right reason. If you're just like drooling over a judge, man.
Let's take this the opposite way. What if you're too into Donald Trump? Now, I did save a video of some poor people, some of these women outside of the trial just weeping for Donald Trump and praying to Jesus Christ. And, you know, there's all of these people like showing up with like the Christ crosses and stuff or, you know, let's pray for Trump.
Is this like the Vietnamese for Trump movement? Or?
Oh, dude, I have no idea. But like,
Jesus and Lord.
God. Oh, that's China.
Look at this.
Thank you.
Please. Oh my God. She has like the saliva. Could you imagine doing this for Trump?
No, that's okay. That's a bit much.
Never surrender, please. I mean, I was like, what is this, dude?
Like, I'm all for like support your guy, your candidate. But I mean, I've never been you're crying in the street right now.
Well, it's women, dude. I mean,
damn, bro. let me defend him. Can I defend him? I try to.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe they're Chinese.
What if they get deported after he?
Maybe they're Chinese.
Selected.
I don't know.
That's true. What if they're crying because
I'm going in that direction? Goddamn.
Okay.
Maybe they're. I don't know what they are. They're Chinese. Maybe who knows? But here's the thing. What if we don't know what they've been through? We don't know like how bad was life before they came. Were they born here? I don't. They just the way they're speaking.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't sound like they might have been born here. I'm sure they came here at some point.
Okay.
So who knows what they've seen? Who knows what kind of dictatorship they've seen? Who knows what kind of like fucked up juries and courts and stuff they've seen?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just somebody that's been through this, and we've seen this with like Puerto Rico and Cuba and all the other things where in Florida where they are like,
hey, Pitbull, bro.
There you go.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is what if they can see the writing on the wall because they've been through it and they can see that like if this goes down,
this isn't a good direction.
This is going to turn out, and they probably came here seeking refuge and freedom from that kind of thing.
Maybe.
Because we haven't lived that. And some people have. And that's why I think you see some people who have been in socialist countries or been in dictatorships. Mm-hmm. They're very passionate about not ever going back to that again.
Yeah.
And so that would be my argument.
There's also other people out there, though. That was just the wildest of the wild, I would say. There was another guy who had a shirt off, like long ass beard, long hair, older guy, saggy skin. He just was holding a cross, like a Jesus Christ cross, you know, crucifix. And he's just like going very, very slow, not saying anything, but just like, he looked homeless.
He's casting a spell.
Might be casting a spell. He might have been.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I'm not emotional like that. This kind of stuff upsets everybody.
That would be like the one exception. Like if you came here escaping something like that, like pure, like socialistic fucking, you're a slave to your government, basically. Yeah. And then you come here and then it was good for a little bit. And now all of a sudden you can see it going the opposite way. Mm. That would be the one exception where I would be like,
yeah,
you're getting emotional because you thought you evaded it.
Well, and maybe they do love Trump, right? Like, obviously, maybe they really do love him, and maybe they support what he's doing, and they see the writing on the wall, and they know that, like, you know, listen, we haven't got real serious with it, but, like, listen, this is the beginning, right? So if he's found guilty, okay, what else are they going to pursue, right? Because if they taste blood and they see it, they're going to go for more. And where does it stop, and what really happens to Trump, and what happens to his family? And, you know, and on top of that, the government as a whole, like, how, you know, it gets dicey. That's all I'm saying. It gets very dicey. So I understand it to an extent.
This kind of reminded me of, you know, when JFK was assassinated.
Yeah.
And everybody was mourning. Everybody was crying in the streets and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
These women were doing this just for a trial. Imagine if Trump actually did get assassinated, you would see this like all over the place, dude. Like women weeping. Men just like cleaning their guns, getting ready to go fight a battle. You know what I mean? Like this would be pretty
messed
up.
I feel like that would be a different thing. That would be like a 9/11 thing. Mm. Like
bigger. Bigger than 9/11, dude.
Cause I feel like just something like that affects a country in a different way than just like a trial like this. I feel like.
But I still think that with half the country or, you know, whatever it is right around there, I think there would be a lot of people that would be stoked. And it's sad. That's pretty fucked up. Because like, I think when a president in history dies, regardless of how you feel about him, it's like that's your leader at the time.
Yeah.
And most people mourn that because they understand this. I think people hate Trump so much that I think a lot of people would be like, good riddance, you know?
Well, yeah. They're,
I think you would see a lot of output support for him, right?
Well, 100% from his supporters, and that's a massive amount of people in this country, right?
Well, I think a good majority of people in the country, regardless of where they sat on the fence, if Trump was assassinated or any one of our presidents was assassinated, I don't think it would remain a political thing.
I would hope so. But to your
hopefully the people who would cheer that would realize that Trump being dead didn't solve their problem. You know what I mean?
No, because it's always who's the next, right?
Exactly.
Like what kind of martyr would a Trump become at that point? Not that he isn't, you know, to some extent to some people now, but what would that, you know,
what would that breed?
Yeah. What does the mega movement going forward with that under the belt? Become.
Well, and does that bring in somebody even more stringent? You know what I mean? Because they're like, hey, look, we can't let that loophole go. Like, look what happened to the last guy. He got, you know, shot. So we got to be more strict and we got to, like, I don't know.
I don't think that that's going to happen, though. I don't think an assassination attempt's going to happen.
I don't know. Listen, I think it's always
a chance.
I can see him, like, getting this guilty thing and then arresting him and stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that happening.
Yeah,
I don't think it changes anything as far as like the presidential shit and like his direction. I don't think that changes anything.
I'm going to say I hope he doesn't get an assassination attempt and receive like a mortal head wound and then survive. Because then the whole Antichrist timeline thing really is sure like fitting like a glove. You know what I mean? I don't want that to happen.
Dude, I mean,
he survives the gunshot, and Craig's, oh shit.
Oh shit. He's the fucking Antichrist, dude.
Can you imagine if he like had just got like some like, you know, hopefully like not a serious wound, but like let's say a leg wound, you know, just something
shot in the arm,
and he comes out on stage fucking limping, dude. That next rally, and they're like, you know, he USA,
keeps the blood, he fucking, keeps the bloody vest
yeah,
on,
man. He just keeps.
Oh, after he gets those shot.
Pants. Yeah, like he immediately does a rally.
They just give him some of that Biden juice, dude. They fucking listen. This whole thing's wild, man. I think, like, you know, joking aside, and like, because it's no one wants to get that serious about this, you know. Like it
would
just. I don't think it's healthy. You know, it's not healthy to get that. But
absolutely not.
You know, this is wild shit, man. And like, I think this verdict. I'm not putting a lot of weight, but I do think it holds significance because I think,
for sure,
however this comes out, whether he's innocent. I think that opens a door up for Trump to really go forward and be like, man, all this. And I think if he's unanimously innocent, right? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't
think it's going to happen.
But either. If it did happen, I think he'd win a lot of people over. I do think that would change the course of things drastically. Now, if he's guilty.
I still think he wins a lot of people over because I think there's a lot of people that are looking at this case right now going, this. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I think he wins. I think he wins him over. Right? I agree with you. I think he wins him over either way. But yeah. I think him being proven innocent really has, because some people won't be able, like
they tried to put him through a sham trial, yeah, and I mean, he was still fucking
like,
yeah.
Well, because if you ask any of these weirdos, they always say like, well, he's not been convicted yet.
Yeah.
Well, now if he goes through and jury actually finds him innocent, then you can say, well, he actually has been proven innocent.
He went through the
innocent.
Whole fucking process.
So
but there was something wrong with the jury, though, Dave.
Yeah. And then like, that guy that got a boner is going to be like, he's the worst judge I've ever seen in my life.
Immediately. Yeah,
they're always
going
to find an excuse.
To I'm say, turning
like,
trans.
Hey, something went wrong. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be wrong.
I mean it'll be interesting. I wonder how long the deliberation is going to go for. Any guesses or
tomorrow,
bets?
Tomorrow, I think. It's
you think
tomorrow.
They'll have a decision tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say tomorrow. I'm just gonna throw a number. I'm gonna say tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's what I'm gonna say.
Ooh, okay.
I don't.
Like
I have
Eastern time.
Just you know, whatever. Just 1 p.m.
I'll be just whatever.
I'll be happy with any of the 1 p.m.s. You know what I'm saying? If it's 1 p.m. on the West Coast, great. If it's 1 p.m. on the East Coast, great.
How long is there an unlimited time for deliberation?
I think so.
Like they just go all day if they have to,
or like weeks, or you know.
Well, I know like, that, but like, how long of a period during one day?
Oh, like 8 hours? Mm. I don't know. Like they start at 8 a.m. Maybe get out of there at 5. I don't know. Huh.
Do you think there is going to be a hung jury on this or no? Do you think there's going to be a holdout? That's
well,
just
not
like...
if they have the rules they have set right now.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't. If one like you said, if. If this guy thinks he's fucking guilty here, if this guy thinks he's guilty here, there almost can't be a hung jury.
Do you think that he's guilty of any of those?
No.
Okay, well, so that's the point. The point is that somebody might also agree that he's not guilty of any of those.
But he doesn't...
And if they say that, no, he's not, he didn't do any of this shit, fuck you guys, like, that is the hung juror. That's the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like there has to be one person there that's going like, come on, guys, he's not guilty of this shit.
I'm
going to
say Friday.
Friday,
I'm not gonna say a time because I'm not gonna
Trump verdict on Friday.
But I'm gonna say Friday.
Okay.
They'll come out with
what is Friday, June 1st.
Greg, what do you think, man? Pick your day.
I think this goes into next week.
You think it goes next week?
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll do you think there's somebody there doing the whole Pauly Shore jury duty thing, where they would just. Delay it on purpose just so they get the good like hotel and shit.
Well, dude, I was gonna say, have you seen? Well, yeah, that would be fucking hilarious. Yeah. But remember that drama?
Peanut.
I forget the guy's name. Oh, John Cusack, the runaway juror.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That was actually a legit movie, bro.
That's a good movie.
Hmm.
Twist at the end too.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Something tells me that they're gonna drag this out.
Okay.
And they're going to use it for ratings on television, and then they're going to.
Kind of boring.
I honestly,
right?
I do feel like he'll be innocent.
Okay, good.
And the next move will be an assassination attempt.
There you go.
Because what else do they got?
Well, they got the other trials that they want to remember. They said this was the least of the tough ones that they were going to go for.
Oh yeah, they got like the
So let's go for a different one. Yeah,
that's true.
But no, next week, Friday, tomorrow. That's what we got. You know. I'm not confident on mine. I'm just throwing it out there. But I got a little tingle in the old balls to say it might be tomorrow at 1 p.m.
All right. We'll see.
Appreciate you all. Appreciate you all. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Enjoy Hell life, yeah, though. Baby. Outside of all this Alrighty. Bullshit, just enjoy life, baby.
Yeah, enjoy life.
Bye, everybody.
Amen. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.